In a time when fear controlled nations and many chose silence, one priest chose Christ. Franz Reinisch was born in Austria in 1903. As a child, he was often weak in body but strong in mind. He began studying law, dreaming of a successful future, but during a simple Catholic retreat, he encountered God in a deep and personal way. From that moment on, everything changed. He left law behind and chose the priesthood. He was ordained in 1928 and gave his life completely to serving God. At one point, he even tried to live religious life because it felt too difficult. But as he passed a shrine of Our Lady, he felt as if someone physically held him back. In that moment, he understood that he was called to remain faithful. He became a passionate preacher, especially among the youth, speaking with courage and joy. As a member of the Schoenstatt movement, he traveled across Germany, calling people back to Christ. But soon, a great darkness rose in Europe. Adolf Hitler came to power, spreading hatred, violence, and lies. Father Franz clearly saw that Nazism and Christianity could never stand together. He spoke boldly, warning others that no one could follow Christ and support such evil. Because of this, he was silenced by the authorities in 1940. But even then, he continued serving the church in quiet ways, translating messages and staying faithful to his mission. Then came the moment of decision. In April of 1942, Father Franz was called to join the army. Every soldier was required to swear an oath of loyalty to Hitler. Many believed he would give in, but they did not understand his faith. He calmly refused. He said he could not swear loyalty to a man who stood against God. He was willing to serve people, but never evil. Out of thousands of priests called to serve, he was the only one who refused this oath. He was arrested, imprisoned, and put on trial. Even in prison, he remained peaceful, praying and writing, trusting completely in God. When sentenced to death, he spoke with courage. He said he was not a man of violence, but a priest armed only with faith and the Holy Spirit. On August 21, 1942, Franz Reinisch gave his life. As he faced execution, his final words were simple and full of hope, love and suffering into joy. He died faithful to Christ, and his witness did not fade. In the years since his death, Father Franz has been honored throughout Germany. Streets, bridges, and chapels bear his name. His cause for canonization has been opened, and he is remembered as a courageous priest who chose God over fear, truth over compromise, and love over life itself. Father Franz Reinisch, pray for us.